Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center. Herbs are wonderful to plant in our yards and landscapes. Culinary herbs can be used to make all of our cooking all that much more delicious. Now, herbs can be loosely grouped into cool season annuals and warm season annuals. Annuals live for a single season and then they die. What we're planting right now are cool season annuals. These are plants that will be growing through the winter and we'll be harvesting them all the way into the spring. And then once the weather gets warm next year, generally around about May or early June, these herbs will begin to play out and die. This is also a good time of the year to plant perennial herbs. Perennial herbs live for many years in your garden and can provide great herbs to cook with for a great deal of time. Now, the cool season annual herbs are hardy enough not to be bothered by winter freezes, and that's why we can plant them this time of the year. It can get down in the 20s or even the teens, and these herbs are going to be just fine. I recommend planting transplants. You know, we don't need that many herb plants to provide the herbs we need for our cooking. It's not like you need a 10-foot row of rosemary, for instance, or thyme. And so generally, just a few plants will provide all the herbs that we need in our cooking. So starting plants from seeds is so tedious and time-consuming. If you need a lot of plants, like if you're planting a great deal of parsley, you know, seeds are certainly an option, but I recommend transplants. And again, you can plant these cool season transplants now through March, and they'll do a good job for you. But the earlier planting here in the fall will produce far more herbs for you than waiting and planting in the spring. Now, what kind of annual cool season herbs can we plant now? Well, some of the most popular herbs that we can grow, including parsley, cilantro, coriander, dill, fennel, borage, arugula, and chervil. And again, don't forget, these herbs will be productive all through the winter season, and then they'll play out and die as the weather begins to warm up. Some of them will bloom, like dill and fennel will bloom at that time, and you can harvest the dill seeds or fennel seeds that we also use as a flavorful herb. Perennial herbs are also planted now. They're also not bothered by winter cold, and they love, again, to be planted in the fall. The weather is mild. The temperatures aren't stressful to them. We begin to get plenty of rain in the wintertime. So some of the perennial herbs that do well here during the winter season and can be planted now include the mints, lemon balm, rosemary, oregano, catnip, French bay, thyme, lavender, and sage, to name just a few. Again, remember, these live for many to several years. There are some perennial herbs that do not live as perennials here in the Deep South. In our area, French tarragon, feverfew, and chamomile are perennial north of here in the northern states, but down here they die in the heat of summer. Now, again, make sure your herbs get lots of sun. That gives the best flavor, 4 to 6 hours of direct sun at least. Put them in containers. Herbs are wonderful to grow in containers, and then locate them close to your kitchen so you can just run right out, snip some fresh herbs, and be back into your kitchen in plenty of time to keep up with your cooking. Don't forget to harvest your herbs regularly. That's what they're there for. And you can use them in soups, salads, casseroles, meat dishes, gumbos, and that wonderful holiday cooking that you intend to do. So think about adding herbs to your garden now. There are lots of hearty herbs that you can plant. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Dan Gill. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.